Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. We're baby crackers when you need them.
Hour number three. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
DeSantisHolster.com. Well, as we do, when I want to check with the best writer, the most read writer of anybody in the gun culture, I look for one guy because I get the one that is actually the most read writer in the gun culture, and that is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Glad to be here.
I'm glad to have you here. Glad to be here with you. Since you don't disappoint, I want to lead off with this article about a grizzly bear attacks three bow hunters that had guns with them.
Yeah, I thought it was a really interesting event, which is why I wrote about it. The way that we got the information about this event is that pretty real. Obama Land did a Freedom of Information Act request, and we got a lot of records of bear attacks that there was very little other public information about. And one of these was an attack that occurred on the East Fork of the Wind River, which is in a remote part of Wyoming. And these, it was in 2014, in September. And while in the Freedom of Information Act reports, it said that some release of this information had been done by the parties involved on Facebook. I was unable to find those reports on Facebook. So I relied on what was on the Freedom of Information Act, which are official reports filed by peace officers, agents, and others in the criminal justice process, essentially. And this was a fascinating incident. You had three bow hunters carrying their bows. They had set up their base camp at the East Fork of the Wind River trailhead. Then they rode horses 6 miles up the trail. Then they turned west. They rode uphill until the terrain was too steep for the horses. Now, this is rugged terrain. It's a very wild place, and it's a long ways from human habitation. And then the trail got too steep for the horses. So they got off the horses. I'm sure that they tethered them or hobbled them. And then they went up a trail, again, climbing up into the mountains. And they were about 500 yards, just a little more than a quarter mile, from the horses when this happened. They were in line on the trail. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that they were exactly one behind the other, but they were more or less one behind the other on the trail. And they heard loud crashing noises above them to their left front. So it indicates that it was probably fairly heavily wooded in that area, which happens in patches in the area out there. And the lead hunter, the one in front, started to reach for an arrow, thinking that it might be an elk that they would see. And it was close, because they could hear it. And instead of an elk, out comes a large boar grizzly. So he drops his bow and arrow and he draws a Taurus 45 1911 semi-auto. Now, he's in the lead, and he yells at the bear, and he starts backing away. Now, simultaneously, the other two hunters sees the bear, and the bear sees the other two hunters. And instead of coming on a full-on charge, it pauses a little bit, probably just slows down. And the lead hunter said that gave him the time to rack the slide and chamber round on his 45 Taurus 1911. Now, some people find that controversial, carrying a gun for self-protection without a round in the chamber. It's a fairly common means of carry, and a lot of people just think that's the safest way to do it, and they consider the risk of an accident to be more by carrying a chambered round than the risk of being too late to engage a threat. So it's just something people do, and a lot of times it seems to work for them. And in this case, it seemed to work. Now, on the report, it says that the lead hunter was able to start shooting from a range of about 6 feet. It also says that the other two hunters, call them the middle and last hunter, their names were redacted, so I don't know who they were. Maybe we'll find out eventually. And they were probably already firing at this point, but it's not exactly clear. But clearly they had drawn their pistols, a 44 Magnum and a 9mm. They were probably already shooting because the lead hunter had to rack his slide. And everybody had heard the bear. They presumably all saw the bear pretty close to the same time. And so there's a bunch of shooting going on, and the bear is closing with the lead hunter. He starts shooting at the time the bear gets to within 6 feet. And the bear knocks him down and grabs his left thigh in its mouth. And he still has his 45, and he puts the 45 against the bear's skull and fires the last round, which presumably were one or two rounds. It's not exactly clear how many he fired at that time. Then the bear goes limp, and he's able to crawl out from underneath the bear. And from reading the reports, there's no report of any puncture wounds or him going to the hospital. So it sounds to me that the bear was almost dead by the time it got to him. And then he finished it off with the last couple of rounds, and it never really had an opportunity to inflict serious injury. Now, it turned out that it was an old boar bear, and the teeth were well-worn. And it could be, in September, high up in the mountains, that his clothing was sturdy enough and the teeth were worn enough that, and the bite weak enough that it just never did more than maybe a little bruising. We don't know for sure because I wasn't there, and the report doesn't say. But the lack of any mention of any medical attention makes me believe that there were no serious injuries and probably not even any puncture wounds. Now, the hunters estimated they had fired 19 cartridges, and it was probably either four or five rounds of 9mm, eight rounds of 45, and six rounds of the 44 Magnum. My guess is the guy with the 44 Magnum was in the middle. He emptied his pistol. The lead guy with the 45 emptied all eight rounds of his, and probably the last guy had a 9mm, and he wasn't exactly sure, four or five rounds. And when the next day, I think it took them some hours, time to get back to the camp. So I guess it was late in the evening.
I tell you what, hang on right there. Hang on right there. We're coming up on the break because I want to hear about what it took to get out of there and what they had to do after all that, because that's – it always fascinates me. This kind of thing fascinates me. This is ripped right from the pages of Amaland.com, where Dean – is the most read writer. It's the most read website on the planet as far as gun aggregators are concerned. It's waiting on you. Go check them out. Amaland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, we were hearing the story about these bow hunters that had to go handguns up on a bear. This was a grizzly?
Yeah, it was a grizzly. It was described as an old boar grizzly.
And what were they hunting for? Do we know that?
Elk. They were elk hunting.
So let me ask you this, before you go too much further, because I know you got some stories to tell with this. When you get out there and you're hunting for elk, and a grizzly decides to try to make you his dinner, and you kill that grizzly, are you legally responsible to report that kill?
Yes, as far as I can tell, you are legally responsible. The law requires you to report that. And it's a curious inversion of the usual rights that U.S. citizens have. Usually, you're considered innocent until proven guilty. But in this case, the law requires you to report this incident, and then you have to prove that you're innocent because they presume you're guilty because you, quote, took the bear illegally. Now, I've never heard of somebody fighting a case on this, but it seems to me an obvious inversion of the Fifth Amendment. There was a time when there was a court case that said that criminals could not be required to register their guns because they were incriminating themselves.
Right.
And so this seems to me you are incriminating yourself. You're saying, I took this bear, and they presume you to be guilty until they go out there and find proof that it was self-defense.
Right.
So I've never heard of anybody raising that defense, but it seems obvious to me. But then very often the game laws play kind of fast and loose with constitutional protections, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, I watch a lot of videos on YouTube of people going on bear hunts, and I mean, black bear hunts are very prevalent. It seems like I haven't looked for grizzly bear hunts yet. I'm sure there's plenty of those out there, too, but I mean, that's actually something that is controlled also. There's a season for it and all this other stuff, too. Except, is this, like, in Africa, if you're out there hunting Cape buffalo, and you have to kill a lion because it comes up on you and tries to eat you, do you face the same sort of things in Africa that you would here as far as having to...
I would say in Africa it's probably worse.
Really?
Yeah, because the professional hunters make their living taking people out hunting lions. And generally, unless you're a citizen of the country, you're not allowed to go out and hunt them without a professional guide. The guide's license depends on things like reporting such incidents. And he is required by law to do so. And so it's even more so than in the U.S. And you have to contend with potentially a corrupt legal system, even more so than in the U.S. So I would say it's even more of a problem in Africa than it is in the United States. Most of the African countries, you know, don't have our Fifth Amendment protection.
That makes sense.
Even if they aren't always used or followed as precisely as we'd like them to be in the United States.
Do the rules as far as facing a bear
protections.
Do they vary from state to state?
Yes, they do. For example, in Alaska, grizzlies can be legally hunted and they're not on the endangered species list, but in Montana and Wyoming and Idaho, grizzlies are still on well, let's see. At least in Idaho and I think Wyoming, they're still on the endangered species list, though there's some talk of trying to get them off. They've been trying to for a while. Once they come under state control, then there isn't as much federal control. And I would say I'm much in favor of that because I think the local authorities have a considerably better idea of how to handle these situations than the feds do in game situations. So let me continue with what happened.
Yes, please do.
So
sorry.
The bear goes limp. And the hunter who was in the lead and is partially underneath the bear manages to crawl out from under him. And then the bear starts to move a little bit again, and the hunter shoots it a couple more times broadside to make sure it doesn't get up and attack them again. Then they have to make their way out. First they have to hike a quarter mile back to the horses, and then they have to ride the horses for a few hours. It's hard to say exactly how far. They rode 6 miles out and then some more, but it doesn't say how far. So, you know, in that rough terrain, you'd probably figure you'd go on about 2 miles an hour on a horse. It depends how good the trails are. You know, there's a lot of things. So they manage to get back, and they find a cell phone booster in a friend's truck, and they're able to call the Wyoming Game and Fish, and the Wyoming Game and Fish comes out, and they contact the federal Fish and Game. The Game and Fish people go out, they take statements from the three hunters, and this is an important thing. You know, if you're an investigator, you want to get statements, if you can, before the scene, and you want to interview the three people separately so that they, you know, you get a different story from each one. And if it's separately, you're going to get a slightly different story, but you'll be able to see whether or not they're reasonably consistent with each other. Then you go out to the scene, and you do a forensic examination of the scene. And in this case, they went out there and they said everything they found at the scene was consistent with the statements they got from the three hunters. So they said that they were pretty sure it was legitimate self-defense. And then it went to the assistant United States attorney. He recommended the case be declined for prosecution, that is, they wouldn't prosecute, and it then went up to the Wyoming United States Attorney's Office, and they agreed, and they sent a report back saying that they would not prosecute, that they decided not to prosecute. Now, it was kind of funny. On Ammoland, we got some comments about this story, and one of the funniest, I thought, was the guy who...
Hang on, we're coming up on the break. We can get into that when we get back. You can find this story on Ammoland.com, where Dean has nearly 1,800 articles waiting for you there. I don't know how long it would take you to actually read these, but that's a fair amount of work waiting on you. Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police say 8 people are dead after a mass shooting in downtown San Jose. Russell Davis with the Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office confirming the shooter is also dead. The shooting taking place at a city transportation light rail yard this morning. California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom saying enough is enough.
When are we going to come to grips with this? When are we going to put down our arms, literally and figuratively, our
politics, stale rhetoric, finger-pointing, all a hand-wringing consternation that produces nothing except more fury and frustration, more scenes like this repeated over and over and over again. I say that not as a governor. I just say that as a father of four.
President Biden has asked the United States intelligence community to report to him within 90 days on questions surrounding the origins of COVID-19. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Arrests were made after a deadly cable car crash in northern Italy.
In a follow-up, Italian police arrested three people Wednesday in the cable car disaster that killed 14 people on Mount Monterone in northwestern Italy. Interrogations revealed workers on Sunday placed a fork-shaped clamp on the emergency brake to deactivate it as a patchwork repair. Without any brakes, witnesses say after the lead cable broke, the cabin reeled back down the hill until it hit a pylon and pulled off the cables, falling 50 feet. The lone survivor, a 5-year-old boy, remains hospitalized. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Montana Democrat Senator John Tester is sponsoring sweeping legislation to expand benefits and improve care for veterans suffering from toxic exposure. The bill, called the Cost of War Act, would require the federal government to provide health care coverage and disability compensation to veterans struggling with effects of toxic exposure related to their military service. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and we were just getting into the best part of any article when you see it on some of these websites, which is the comments, and you were about to talk about the commenters.
Well,
tell me about this.
I just, you know, sometimes you don't want to get into these arguments as the, or the discussions as the author, because you can better spend your time writing another article.
Sure.
And so I did not. I think I made one comment to try to make something clear. But in this discussion, there is someone who comes across as someone who is probably a high school debater and understands how to debate. And he, I mean, I don't know if he's a debater or not, but he certainly understands how to debate. And he puts forward this sort of Socratic silliness, I'd call it, because he asks absurd questions to throw doubt about what happened. And, for example, here, remember I said the horses were about a quarter mile away from where the hunters were attacked.
Yes, sir.
A little further.
Yes, sir.
And so his questions are, how is it that three, quote, hunters, he says, were not aware of a bear until it charged? Now, that's an absurd question. It happens all the time because bears fit in well with their background. And people often do not see them until they're close. And very often, the first indication they have is that they hear the bear charging toward them, which is what exactly happened in this case. And then he asks this other absurd question. Why attack them and not their horses? Well, the horses are a quarter mile away. And then he says this. Why would your first shot, when your bow was in hand, come from your gun? Meaning a bear has been hunted and brought down with a bow. But I've never heard of a bear that was stopped in mid-charge from a bow. Although I've heard of bears that were wounded. Actually, there's one case I'll probably write about where a bear was hit by a bow hunter shooting at it with a bow. He hit it in the head, and then the arrow stuck there, and the arrow was still there as it was charging the hunter. I mean, it's an absurd question to somebody who obviously doesn't understand the physics involved. And then, you know, to try to discredit the hunters, he says, it's more likely they wounded the bear shooting at sounds in the bush. Someone saw them, so they had to report it. It's just absurd. It's just throwing all kinds of suppositions in there that have no evidence. But anyway, I thought it was kind of funny because it makes no sense. His arguments literally make no sense at all. And but that's the type of thing you get often when you're discussing bear defenses. People will just throw out things that really don't make any sense, and that's one of the reasons I write these articles and try to be as factual as possible.
Well, I mean, the thing about the arrow is an arrow lacks shock trauma, doesn't it? I mean,
that's correct.
It's certainly, it doesn't have as much as a bullet.
The problem is that an arrow has a difficult time penetrating bone enough to stop to make a central nervous system hit to stop
right.
the bear. And the arrows are just not fired as rapidly and aimed as rapidly as pistols are, at least for modern people. Now, you take somebody who trains all their life with a bow, they can fire shots fairly rapidly and fairly accurately, but probably not anywhere near as rapidly and accurately. Well, accurately, I'd say a really good bow shot has roughly the same sort of accuracy out to, you know, 50 yards as a pistol shooter.
Right.
But speed you do not have. And modern hunting tip designs are not meant to penetrate bone. And that's what you have to do to get a central nervous system hit. It's just not going to happen with an arrow. So, of course, people who practice and train for self-defense are taught that if you have something in your hands which is not contributing to your defense, when you get into a deadly force situation, drop that stuff and get your gun out. So they go back, and like I said, all this, everything was correctly it all fit the story that they gave, and they decided not to prosecute. And I wouldn't depend on a bow for defense against a bear as my first line of defense. If you had a bow, certainly many bears have been taken with bows, but they're usually not taken in a charge. And grizzly bears are known to charge people without provocation ever since Lewis and Clark.
Now, let me ask you a question. I know this is going to sound like a stupid question.
No.
Do bears have the same kind of things like we do, like with an adrenaline dump?
I think most mammals do. And
yeah.
Some reptiles may as well. And it is amazing what bears do when they have made up their mind to fight. They can do an incredible amount of stuff. We have a story that just came out. I'm trying to get an interview. I haven't gotten the interview yet. Of people who are hunting brown bears, coastal brown bears, which are just a really big form of grizzly bear in Alaska. And they had a .338 Ultramag rifle. And the bear was 470 yards away. They probably had a laser rangefinder, almost certainly.
Right.
And the guy's a good shot. And he hit the bear three times. He hit it once through a lung, once an upper shoulder, and once through the neck. But the shot through the neck did not hit the spinal cord or any of the big arteries. The one in the upper shoulder did not apparently break the shoulder bone, causing it to, was still able to use that limb, and he only hit one lung. Well, that bear was knocked down. He got up, and he charged the two people. It was the hunter and his sister, who was always also acting as his guide, but they'd only brought the rifle, and he had a Taurus Raging Hunter 5-shot 454 Kazool pistol. Well, he's trying to get a fourth shot chambered, but the gun is jammed. He can't get it chambered, and the bear is getting closer. It's charging at him. It's coming downhill. It's sledding on its chest and belly towards him, and it's getting closer. And they said, "Hey, we gotta try to get out of here." So they grab the rifle and they run off to some boulders, you know, 100 yards away or whatever. And the bear keeps coming, and they can't. He cannot get the rifle unjammed. And the bear's coming up, and he draws the pistol, and he's crouched down behind these boulders, and he fires a shot and misses. He's got four shots left. It's a 5-shot pistol. The bear is much closer. He stands up, fires a shot into the bear's chest. It keeps on coming. He fires a third shot, hits the bear in the shoulder. The bear is, that shoulder is apparently broken, and the bear goes off to one side, and he fires another shot broadside into the bear's chest, and the bear tumbles down slope, and they move away, because the bear is very close, and they turn around and look, and the bear is down slope. He has one shot left in the pistol, and it's come to a rest, 150 yards down in the snow, and it's not moving, and it's dead. So they have, he said it seemed to gain energy as it came closer to them. Yes, I believe they have something similar to an adrenaline dump in a human.
Hang on for me.
Enormous vitality.
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the last break. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking with Dean Weingarten. Been talking about this bear hunt, elk hunt that went awry, and various things that do happen with bear hunts and such, or hunting when encountering a bear from time to time. Yes, sir.
Go ahead. I was going to qualify some things that I said, because what happened with that bear hunt in Alaska, and it just happened a couple of weeks ago, is that he only hit one lung. And bears can operate pretty well on one lung for a long period of time. And, that's one of the reasons the bear was able to cover so much distance and get to them. And we don't know if it was the second shot from the revolver or the broadside shot that took out the other lung, which is probably what happened, and maybe even took out the heart. And then he breaking the shoulder on one side, though, at 15 feet away. It's kind of like having a flat tire on your front tire on a car. You pull to that side, turn the bear away from him, and that's when he was able to get the broadside shot. So, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to, I wanted us to finish the show with one thing you've been following is what's going on in the states, and the states are, these individual states, some of the things they're doing is really making it quite one-sided as to what side of the argument they're coming down on compared to what the Biden administration wants to do. I mean, just the other day, Jen Psaki got out there and said, the problem, we don't have a crime problem, we have a guns problem.
Well, the Biden administration is notably detached from reality.
Right.
Let's talk about Texas.
Sure.
Texas just passed, through their legislature, a pretty good constitutional carry bill. Now, constitutional carry is the state of the law that existed when the Second Amendment was ratified in 1791. And at that time, there were no government permits required to carry weapons openly or concealed by any state or the federal government. And that situation pretty much remained the same for about two generations after the Bill of Rights was ratified. So Texas just passed, some people call it a permitless carry law. And most people will now, well, once the law goes into effect, Governor Abbott has said he will sign it. He's a proponent of the law. He lobbied for it. I'm sure he will sign it, barring extraordinary events. And once the law goes into effect, most people in Texas, most adults, will be able to carry handguns in most public places without a permit. So that's what I call constitutional carry. It may not be 100% perfect, but 90% is pretty good. So there are some things that were wrangled about and which were amended and added to the law in the legislative process that were not quite so clear from the beginning, and I'd like to talk about what those things are. One is that it says that peace officers, and I think it's an interesting term to use, peace officers, that's what they were known as before I think about the 1960s, because their primary duty was to keep the peace. After that, the term law enforcement started coming into effect, that they were law enforcement officers. And their primary purpose was not to keep the peace, but to enforce law. There's a considerable difference in emphasis in that nomenclature. So, in the amendment, there's that peace officers may disarm a person at any time the officer reasonably believes, that's a legislative term, it is necessary for the protection of the person, officer, or another person. But when the officer finds that the person that they disarmed is not a threat, then they have to return the handgun if the officer, before that person leaves the area. That's an important thing that has been abused tremendously in many situations throughout the state. And I'm sure that's one of the reasons they put that provision in the law. And then secondly, peace officers in the lawful performance of their duties, they temporarily disarm a person when the person enters a public, non-secure portion of a law enforcement facility. So if you go into a police department office, it says you can be disarmed, but they have to put the gun either into a gun locker or other secure storage area, and they have to return it to you when you leave. Now, I'll tell you, because we've had a law like this for public buildings in Arizona for a long time, and public officials don't like it because they then have a duty imposed by the law to mess around with guns. And usually it means when they're dealing with somebody who is just an ordinary law-abiding citizen, they don't bother with it. Now, some who are, you know, severe ideologues might do it anyway. So we have some other things. An important one is that people who are convicted of illegal possession of a weapon, illegal carrying of a weapon probably as the more precise term, under a particular section for that, before 1 September 2021, will be entitled to have all their records and files relating to the arrest expunged. So, that's saying, you know, it was a mistake of us to make it illegal to carry weapons under Texas law, which has been in effect now for something like 130 years. It was a mistake. We shouldn't have done it. It's wrong. And they're saying that people that were convicted of that, and there are certain time limits and procedures that you have to go through, but they're saying you're entitled to have your records related to that and files related to that expunged. Now, some of the caveats are that, you know, it couldn't have been like in while you were robbing a bank.
Yeah, okay.
But if that was the only charge and you don't have any other convictions, you can have it expunged, which I think is a very important philosophical statement.
Now, is that in, you know, a lot of these guys were carrying open carry rifles.
Right.
Is that in response? Do you think that's to try to get rid of that? Because a lot of guys got arrested over that.
Well, all of those cases I knew of that I tracked got dropped. but there may have been some that weren't. And certainly, I think it is in response to people being victimized by police who didn't like them exerting their rights and who tried to convict them. And there are also district attorneys who did it, just as we've seen, for example, in St. Louis recently in Missouri, not Texas. But there are many public officials who just don't like the idea that people have rights and they think all power should reside in the government and there should be no limitations on government power at all. And so they go out of their way to prosecute people who exert their rights. So right. I think, yes, this was partially in response to that. Then the Department of Public Safety has to publish a report. They already were doing that. This makes it more general for carrying firearms in general, not just with a permit. Carrying a firearm, if forbidden to do so in public, and there are some people that will still be forbidden, felons, if you're a convicted felon, I would have liked to seen it limited to convicted of a violent felony.
Right.
But it's convicted felon. There's now a 5-year mandatory sentence to go with it. And then Department of Public Safety has to create a course on firearm safety and handling, which would be available on the department's internet site, and that'll be available free to the public. And I'm sure that's in response to the concerns about people who did not have any training. And it makes sense. I think there should be a place.
We're about to run out of time, Dean. We're about to run out of time. So I'm presuming I'll talk to you on Friday?
I will, as long as some other thing doesn't happen.
There you go.
I have Sally's spot.
Not going to happen. We will handle this. Thank you very much. And we will be back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.